going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They also didn't know who was going to play because of the revolving door. And so I'd just like to thank them. And then lastly, the players. They really... You know, the never say die attitude, they embody that. Next man up, you know, kind of all the cliches, like they literally lived that this year. And they ended up playing inspiring basketball. And it really showed their character, it was on full display. Injuries depleted this year, depleted our roster, from the start of training camp. But the players and staff never wavered. And it really gives us optimism for next year. Defense wins championships, and we are hanging our hat on defense. We're going to return one of the best front lines in the NBA, and we have one of the deepest and the most versatile benches. The draft this year is extremely deep, and we're excited to play the role that we are. We'll see where we go after the draft lottery, but we know we're going to get a really good player. And then we'll also use free agency to kind of shore up the rest of the roster. With the support of the fans, we are committed to coming back next year stronger than ever. Every decision we make this year will be through the lens of competing to win, and our goal is to bring a championship back to Dallas. And with that, I'll open up for questions.
Hey, Nico. In the few days after, since your roundtable discussion with some reporters, and since the end of the season, some players have acknowledged, you know, the challenge of playing through the post-trade noise. And, you know, in hindsight, they and Jason were the ones who primarily had answered the questions about that over the last couple of months. Do you feel like the franchise and you specifically could have or should have done more to maybe mitigate that or deflect that away from them?
No, good question. We could have been better. As I look back on it in hindsight, we could have been better. Our goal is never to run away from the media. That's part of the job, and that's the obligation. But also, we wanted to talk after we had our roster. You know, our plan was to put Kyrie, Clay, AD, PJ, Lively on the floor so that people could see the vision. And unfortunately, that actually never came. So there was never a good time for us to do that.
And Nico, Christian Clark with The Athletic. You know, in the weeks leading up to the trade, how much discussion internally was about just, you know, trading Luka for another player who up to that point had missed a lot more time in his career effectively, like trading a guy for a player who I guess was more injury prone? How much did you guys discuss that or think about that?
Yeah, I mean, when you trade a guy of Luka's caliber, you're not taking it lightly. So we discussed everything. But we really feel the defense is our calling card and what we're going to hang our hat on. And when he had an opportunity to get one of the best two-way players in the league, we jumped at that opportunity.
We're here. Isaac from Locked On Mavs. When Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
Nico, you say repeatedly over your life, you say repeatedly that defense wins championships. Are you saying it was impossible to build a roster that included Luka Doncic that was strong enough defensively to win a championship?
No, I think it's really doubling down on defense. And, you know, like I said, when we had the opportunity to get Anthony Davis, who is one of the best two-way players in the league, we jumped at that opportunity.
Hi, Nico. Joey Mastretta with Clutch Points. Going off that question, you've made it very clear defense wins championships, and that's a very respectable mentality, an old basketball saying. Looking at Luka Doncic, he did get this team to the NBA Finals last year. When you look at Luka Doncic, do you consider him a championship-level player?
You know, that's kind of an unfair question. Luka's no longer on this team. But what I am excited about is I do believe we have a championship-caliber team, and we'll show that next year.
Mike Curtis, Dallas Morning News. Piggybacking off that a little bit, you mentioned last week that Dirk is no longer around the franchise. Obviously, Luka isn't a part of the franchise anymore, and they're two figures that mean a lot to this organization and the fan base. Obviously, it's severed right now, just with everything that's happened. Like, I guess, how do you repair the relationship with the fan base going forward?
Well, one, you mentioned Dirk, and so it's important to say, like, he's the single most important figure to the franchise, so that's extremely important. I believe winning will help repair the relationship with the fans, and that's what we plan to do next year.
Yeah. I know you said winning will repair it, but have you ever thought about what if it doesn't?
I'm an optimistic person, and I move by faith, not by fear.
Nico. Joe Trahan from WFAA. You said earlier you don't like to run from the media, but Nico, I am interested in your reasoning by having that roundtable discussion without any cameras or audio equipment, and then less than a week later having this meeting that we're in right now. What's your thought process behind doing it that way if you say you don't want to run from the media?
Yeah, no, it was a good question. It was a collective thought process. It was meant to be more of like a roundtable discussion. Clearly, it didn't have the goal that we intended on doing it. So that's why we're coming back here today. The goal was that I answered all the questions today. I could talk about the team as it currently is, and then what we do going forward. But because it fell flat today, that I'm answering the same questions I answered last week because we didn't do a good enough job. The other part that we really wanted to show is the face of the leadership of the Mavericks going forward, which is Rick and I. And so those were the two goals.
Is part of the reason you're doing this today because you felt the fan base needed more and there wasn't an adequate response to why you made the deal? Is that why we're sitting here today?
No, it was, well, one, we do this every year. We do exit interviews. It's no different than what we've done in previous years. But because we haven't adequately answered the questions, we figured we would open it up as well right now.
And Nico, will Anthony Davis need surgery this summer?
No, he won't. He finished the season fine. He feels good about where he's at, and he'll continue to build and get healthy.
Will Derek Lively need surgery this summer?
I don't believe he will either.
And, you know, you said defense win championships. We saw the Nuggets 2 years ago. I mean, they finished 15th in defense the regular season. As kind of the one of the 30 guys who runs an NBA team. What's just your analysis of how, I guess, that Nuggets team won the championship?
I don't want to dismiss your question, but I'm not concerned about the Nuggets. I feel like we have a championship caliber team when we're whole, and we're going to hang our hat on defense. We're going to be one of the best defensive teams in the league, and I think that's going to be our calling card.
Nico, right here. Mac Engel, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. When you were kicking the idea of this trade around, and you had various scenarios planned in your head. Did the anger and outrage from the fan base, has that exceeded what you were kind of planning for?
Yeah, good question. I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
There have been a million theories about why you did the deal. One of them was that you were told to do it, that Mr. Dumont said, I didn't want to give the Supermax contract, which is obviously very expensive, to Luka. Were you told that you had to trade him?
No, not at all. Patrick is reminds me of the leadership that I had at Nike, and, you know, a really good leader doesn't tell the people that work for them what to do. It's a collective, you know, well thought out process to make a big move like that. And then also, unfortunately, I'm super stubborn, so someone telling me to do something doesn't work too well for me.
Nico over here. Speaking of Patrick, has this impacted your relationship with him at all since making the deal? Has this frayed your relationship working with him?
Yeah, it actually strengthened it because we talk a lot more, and we're kind of linked together to this, you know. And so it's made us have to have a lot more conversation. So I believe that we have a really good working relationship. He's came out publicly and supported me, and so I don't take that lightly. And so now I have to deliver on that.
What about you and Jason Kidd? You guys have been close for such a long time. How involved was he in this deal at the time, and how has this impacted your relationship with him as well?
Yeah, Jason, you know, I've answered this a few times. You know, Jason, I brought him in on the 11th hour. And the reason for that is because constantly during trade deadline, you're having tons of conversations. Most of the stuff never sees the light of day. And so Jason's obligation is to coach the team that he has right there. The last thing I can do is get him distracted by what could be, what may be. Jason and I are connected. We have a great relationship. We've had one for 20 years. And I know how Jason thinks. I know the players that he likes. I know the style of play that he wants to play, and we're connected.
Dorothy Gentry from Texas Metro News.
Hi,
Nico, how personally are you handling all of this? What keeps you in front of everyone? People, the fans are upset, almost hate, I have to say the word. How do you deal with that? How are you dealing with that? One, and then two, do you understand how they feel? I think they want to know that you feel their pain about losing Luka. What can you say to them?
Well, when you have 20,000 people in this stadium chanting Fire Nico, you really feel it. I mean, I use the word awesome, but not in a positive way. Like, you can really feel how they feel. So yes, I feel them. How am I doing? I'm good. You know, I said this last week, God's got me covered. I have amazing family and an amazing support group to get through it. But no, I absolutely feel it. But I'm also, you know, my job is to make decisions that I feel are in the best interest of this organization, and I got to stand by the decision, and some of them are going to be unpopular, and this was clearly one that's unpopular.
Nico, you've said over and over about defense wins championships, and you've been here several years with Luka before the trade. I'm wondering and he was pretty much a known product. He was who he was. At what point did you decide that you wanted to try to move him for something different?
Yeah, it wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back. When you live with someone for 3 years, you get to know their strengths and weaknesses. It was more about a change in philosophy in terms of how can we get a top defensive team that will help us win a championship. Again, this trade may never even have happened, but once the opportunity presented itself, we jumped on it.
So that wasn't something that had built though over like 6 months, 8 months, 9 months?
No, not at all.
Grant Assad, Dallas Hoops Journal.com. Over here. Yeah, right here. The organization had dealt with injuries, you know, long before the trade deadline as well, but traded a healthy player in Quentin Grimes for an injured player in Caleb Martin, and it had hard capped the team at the first apron with 14 players. Did maybe the organization have any takeaways from that going forward about managing the salary cap in season, you know, when injuries kind of mount and you need to sign a 15th player?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually a great question. We looked at...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our managing of the salary cap is maximizing it to its full potential. So Caleb was one of the players that we were able to get that would actually just barely fit under the cap and the apron, excuse me. And so we took that. And we knew what we were giving up. We knew that we were only going to be able to sign one 10-day. But the chances of 10 players out of 18 available players being hurt, we took that risk to get a player of Caleb who we liked forever. And so we did it. And now, you know, to your point, did we learn something? Absolutely. That, you know, there's scenarios where you can have more than 10 players hurt, which you know, doesn't typically happen. And so that will be something that we'll keep in mind as we move forward.
Eddie Sefko, Maz.com. A couple of things, Nico. Along those lines,
It was a horrific season for injuries, but what's your confidence level? I mean, these are older players who sometimes tend to get injured more or take longer to heal. Your confidence level that this was an aberration?
Well, one, before the trade, 90% of our injuries were contact injuries. So when you have contact injuries, by and large, those are unavoidable. And so it didn't matter if you were young or old. Contact injuries are contact injuries. So we have a great staff, and so I'm extremely optimistic that next year we'll go back to the mean, and you'll see a really good team out there.
Also, what thing or maybe things need to happen in your mind primarily to get this franchise back toward contending status and respectability?
Really, we just need to get healthy. I think the team that we're bringing back is a championship caliber team. And we fully expect to have Kyrie back with us next year when he gets healed from his injury, and we believe we'll be competing for a championship.
Yeah, you mentioned Kyrie. What's the pathway to either a contract extension? I know he has a player option, obviously a decision to make, but what's your confidence that something beyond that can get done this summer?
Kyrie is a big part of what our future is, and that's not going to change whether he opts in or opts out.
Rashad Miller, Dallas Weekly. I know in your opening remarks you talked about this offseason, your goals for this offseason, but can you give us kind of what you're going to do at, like, for the next two or three seasons?
Yeah, I mean, our core actually is connected for the next two or three seasons, so I don't see much movement from our core. I really see how you shape around that, and it starts with the draft.
Nick Angstead, Locked On Mavs. You said that Patrick Dumont initially laughed at you when you brought him the Luka trade. What did you say to convince him to approve it?
It wasn't really a laugh. It was more of a chuckle. But really, it was just I said it out of the blue. And then as we started talking more, I gave him reasoning behind it. And, you know, we're a very process-oriented organization, and everything we do is without emotion and goes through the lens of process. And so once we had those substantive discussions, then he saw the vision.
Hey, Christian Clark again. Do you feel like, just to follow up on Mike's question, do you feel like Kyrie opting in is a possibility?
It's too early to speculate what Kyrie's going to do. But what I do feel is going to happen, he's going to be a Maverick next year.
And then he's going to be out a significant portion of next season. Do you feel like you guys have to do something to address just creation to get through that time, and how do you go about doing that?
I feel good. You can't replace Kyrie through free agency. He's too good of a player. We have a really deep, versatile bench, and some of those guys will have to create. They'll have to create the void. It's going to be by committee. We'll use free agency, and then we'll also use the draft.
Nico, Noah Weber from the Smoking Cuban. One thing you said a few minutes ago is you said, me and Coach Kidd are aligned. You know the player that he likes. But when it comes to a trade of this magnitude, obviously it's the main player that led y'all to the finals last season. So I wanted to ask you, what did that conversation look like at the 11th hour when you told him that y'all would be trading Luka Doncic? And do you think it was fair to him to have y'all's entire team built around Luka, but then in the middle of the season, him having to pivot to a completely different player to try to make the title run again?
Sure. I think there's some difficulties anytime when you do a trade that big during the middle of the season. I mean, we saw it when we traded for Kyrie a couple years ago. Sometimes trades take a little longer to you to really see like how good of a trade it was. But I also know his connectivity to Anthony Davis. He won a championship with him with the Lakers. I know his admiration for him as a defensive player. And so I wasn't worried about that.
What did y'all's conversation look like when you let him know?
It was really brief. I just told him the reasoning behind it and let him know, and he understood, and he got geared up to start whiteboarding to get ready to see how we would play with Anthony Davis.
Do you feel like he agreed with those reasons that you let him know?
I don't think it's about agreeing, but he aligns with how I think in terms of defense wins championships. That's how he feels. So he also aligns with the philosophy of versatile style of play. And so it wasn't really about agreeing or disagreeing. It was about, I see the vision, let's go.
And the defense has been one thing that's been talked about so many times when you're referring to this trade. When you trade Luka, it's, in a way, you're betting on Anthony Davis to help you guys, but it's also you thinking maybe Luka would help, or that AD would help more than Doncic did. Outside of defense, why are you betting against Luka Doncic not being able to bring y'all a title when he was here?
Yeah, it's more about AD than you know, I'm not going to bet against Luka or speak negatively towards him. He's not here anymore, but it's the belief that I have in the guys that are in this locker room.
Nico, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Did you say you did not foresee the fan reaction with the trade? And what would going public with the trade have done? I don't quite understand. What would have happened if you would have gone public?
No, I said I did see the outrage, just maybe not to the degree that it actually ended up being. But I also think part of that is because we weren't able to put a team on the floor that was, day in and day out winning. I think if we would have put the team that we intended to put on the floor, I think that would have quieted some of the outrage.
Nico, Brad Townsend, Dallas Morning News again. This kind of piggyback off my first question. So during the Western Conference Finals run 3 years ago, and then also during the finals run, you weren't really out in front of cameras. You're really letting the players and the coaches take the credit. But I wonder if this year has been a lesson to you in terms of, as you put it, being a public face of the franchise in terms of, standing up during times of crisis, and because it feels like this franchise was in crisis mode these last couple of months.
Yeah, it's we always, at the end of the year, we evaluate everything and what we could have done better, and clearly we could have done a better job with that, and we take that and we own it, and you'll see us be better going forward.
Nico, back here, Sam Gannon, Fox 4. Luca recently did a sit-down with ESPN's Malika Andrews, and he was asked about a question that was posed to you last week about whether or not you believe that you could contend for championships with Luca at the centerpiece. You said defense wins championships. Luca was quoted as saying, "It's just sad the way he's talking right now. I never say anything bad about him, and I just want to move on." How do you react to that quote?
I feel the same way he does. Like, I've actually never spoken ill of Luka at all, and I just ready to move on with this team that we have.
You having fun? there's been quite a bit of speculation that one of the reasons that you made the trade was that you guys just couldn't get along in terms of he saw things and his team saw things that he's going to do it this way and you wanted him to do it that way. True or not?
No, I worked at Nike for 20 years, and there's like superstars. They have teams around them, and you have to cater to them, and that's part of the job, and they've earned it. So I don't worry about getting along with people. I can work with anybody.
Then the other observation is not necessarily that you made a big trade, but what you got in return. What did you feel like prevented you, and maybe that's the wrong word, from getting more in return when we've seen other NBA trades? The one that stands to mind is Rudy Gobert, what Minnesota gave up to acquire him, that you couldn't necessarily get more from Los Angeles than three assets.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, and I said this last week, if you don't value AD as an all NBA player and an all defensive player, then you're not going to like the trade. We targeted AD, but if you don't like him, then there's nothing that else we get that's going to make you excited about the trade, and we value him.
All right, just two more questions.
Dylan Reed, Ticket in Dallas. Are you worried that the Luka trade is going to hurt you guys in free agent negotiation moving forward? You know, it feels as though, and at least he's highlighted as much, that he feels as though maybe it really was done behind his back. Are you worried that moving forward, other players that come here might think, well, if I go there, what if they trade me without knowing? Is that a concern you guys have?
Not at all. When I first got this job here, I was told that the Dallas Mavericks, struggled to get free agents. And one of the things I said is, we're going to get free agents. And it's not just about me, but you have Hall of Famer Jason Kidd You have a bunch of amazing players that, you know, Kyrie Irving, like, people want to play with him. So I think we have a lot that's in our favor, so I don't worry about getting free agents. That's the least of my concerns.
Okay. Rashad Miller again. I know you talked about, you know, staying optimistic and things like that, but what are some of the worst-case scenarios? Like, if you can't acquire the assets to build a winning team?
I think we have the assets already. It's just building around them. I'm sorry, but I'm not capable of looking at the worst case scenario. It's everything about what we do is about how do we continue to get better. We're coming back already with what we feel is a championship caliber team. So now we'll use the draft, we'll use free agency to add to that.
Thank you.
There you go. Nico Harrison right here on 105.3 The Fan. And guess what?
People got a good draft class on the way. A
lot of thoughts.
Oh,
I agree. This is a good draft class coming up. A lot of people have thoughts. If you want to tell us your thoughts, go ahead. We'll hit it on the other side and hopefully talk a little bit more about the Stars as well going into Game 2 tonight. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Duchesne. Couldn't stuff. Harley. He scores!
Fancy masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If we get overtime tonight, you might be drifting past midnight or so. Is Thomas Harley the X factor not only for Game 2, but for the rest of the series for the Stars? Plus, people have lots of thoughts about all the things that Nico said. There was a couple things that stood out to me really quick because obviously my answer is yes, I think Thomas Harley is the X factor. But the Luka's not on the team anymore, so we're not going to talk about him. I loved that question when you talked about defenses winning championships and championship players. Did you not think that Luka was capable of being a championship player? I loved that question.
Did you feel like that was a sidestep?
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. And he was like, look, he's not on the team anymore, so we're not going to discuss that. And then when he said it, like he never badmouthed Luka, that depends on where you think like some of the information came from. If you think Nico fed it out, then you're never going to believe his answer. If you don't, then you might be like, that's a fair point. He just made the trade. And other people will say making the trade was all of the badmouthing that you needed.
Yeah, I mean, it was, as he kind of said with the AD thing, look, if you don't like AD,
yeah,
you're not going to like this trade. If you didn't like Nico, oh my gosh, if you didn't like him, none of what he said was going to change your mind today. And it probably wasn't going to change your mind anyway. That being said, I like Anthony Davis. I still think you had more out.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There was more meat on the bone, yes, if you will. There were picks that would help you with what you're doing right now. And there were other options. There was another player that could have been thrown into it. Now, that's another question of, well, we didn't feel like the money, any whatever there. But there's still more to this whole thing. But I feel like he was very different than all these other things that we've gotten so far. In just the way that he approached this, I didn't feel like he was just complete open book. Not at all. Right. But he did answer questions more straightforward, and I'll be damned. The media asked questions straightforward.
Man, good job, Dallas media. I was proud of them. And what was it, like the fourth or fifth question? Why should you not be fired?
And that can be asked of every general manager after you don't win a championship or you don't get in the playoffs. You should definitely be asking yourself that at the end of that year.
And if you're just looking forward a few things, no anticipated Derek Lively surgery, no anticipated Anthony Davis surgery, and whether he opts in or opts out, Nico made it very clear that Kyrie, all of their intentions are for Kyrie to be back, and that's part of the team. Just the one issue I would have with that when it comes to defense is Klay Thompson is not a particularly good defensive player anymore, and Kyrie has flashes, but he's never been known as a defensive player. And so when you talk about your presumptive starting five that will lead us to glory and you're like, defense wins championships, only three of your five players are realistically known for semblances of defense.
Yeah. Luka was, that was two big holes, significant, right? Whenever those two were out on the court. I mean, unless Luka was committed, unless he was in the mindset that I'm going to play defense, and then he was better. And that's something that really is probably never going to get discussed. He wanted to answer questions about this future Mavericks team, not about what was in the past, but he understood what was happening today. But the thing that'll never be discussed is, did you believe that you could, that he was a different type of player, that he could grow into this? That, and they didn't. They obviously didn't.
And the other thing I learned by listening to this is, I guess people don't really care about the undercurrent story of Casey Smith, because that was a huge chunk of Tim McMahon's expose article. Not one question. Even when it was brought up about the staff, there was a perfect opening for somebody to be like, speaking of the staff, blah, 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 blah. Not one question got asked about that. So it is fascinating to see, like, at least the media's lack of interest in that. But I think you said it. I think you said it great, Corey. For people who are against this, they're going to rail against this. Like, I have a feeling, I don't know what time the segment will be tomorrow. I'll go ahead and pencil in. Bobby dislikes everything that Nico has to say. I feel comfortable with that because he said, if you don't value AD like that, then you're not going to like the trade. And so I don't think he changed anybody's mind, but it goes back to what we said leading up to this. He's not apologizing because there is nothing for him to apologize in his view.
Yep.
Because he said, I have the better team now. I have a team that can win the championship. That is what he thinks. Whether you believe it, I believe it, Corey believes it, Alec believes it, Carter believes it, I'll probably stop listing people then.
Yeah, I know a lot of other names.
Is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. He is not going to apologize because he does not think there is anything to apologize for. He views this as, I upgraded the Dallas Mavericks. So what's the problem?
Y'all see a generational player. I saw an opportunity to make them even better than that.
Yes. I absolutely. But if you're just looking forward, I thought there were some really good questions about focusing in on the first round of the draft. No surgery for Lively, no surgery for AD, bringing back Kyrie regardless of he opts in or out. So if you're just looking forward with the team, I do think you got a good preview of what some of the things that they're going to be doing in the offseason. But I'm willing to bet that that press conference frustrated a lot of people, and I just think that's the way it's going to be. I wonder if this will change anyone's perception of, all right, so I just have to accept it. That apology's not coming.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they win the title next year, the year after. Maybe they don't. That apology's not coming.
Yeah, the apology, though, could be a championship trophy. Hey,
that sounds like a lot of people apology. Won't accept
they
that
won't.
Apology
they won't,
even
because
then,
they're going
right?
to pick another team by then.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we list more names. But also, we talk more about the X Factors for the Stars tonight and in the rest of this series with the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan.
Into the Star Zone, dropping it back off. Jump by Lehkonen, saved by Ottinger. They score! The Avalanche strike first.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing pretty good, Heggy. It's draft week.
It is.
Woo!
You have like a pull-away calendar and you just keep pulling the numbers down every day. Now you're only 3 days away.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I actually have a little advent calendar. It's with a star. You open up the little windows.
That would be awesome.
Different legends. We, there. Football guy.
We need to figure that out.
Little
that
non-alcoholic
would be awesome.
Beers are in each one of the little pockets that you get to.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you have two options here. I'll let you guys choose. Would you like to talk about the Stars, or have you ever been in a situation where someone has worn something inappropriate or revealing at a family gathering?
Well, I would like to talk about the Stars.
Okay.
You know, I know Corey's a proper Stars man along with you guys, and I'm depending on you right now for optimism.
All right. So my optimism is this. The Stars have had a great deal of playoff success in the midst of losing game one after game one after game one. That's so if right. ever there were a team in the modern NHL that knows how to bounce back from a game one loss, it's this Stars team and Pete DeBoer. My concern is that the Avalanche got deeper than people realized at the trade deadline, and you can want to bounce back all you like. That doesn't mean it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, those bounce back star teams, they knew how to play 5-on-5 hockey.
Man.
And if you don't know how to play 5-on-5 hockey and get quality shots, and when you get quality shots, finish, you're not going to win this series.
Are you concerned about their lack of
Hell
ability?
Hell yes, I'm concerned about anything you say. Anything you say.
Yep. They can't control the puck worth a damn.
No, and no. It's funny. It's just they even when they have opportunities, they can't, like I say, they can't finish. They can't create chances, you know. So, why, I mean, it's frustrating. And Colorado, you're right, they got better. They got better at the trade deadline. It's a different team. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, look, they got a goalie from, like, San Jose. Oh, we always beat San Jose. Guy looked like he was Patrick Waugh playing
sure
the other
yeah.
night, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be tough, and Colorado doesn't lose at home. And so, yeah, I mean, I just don't think you can give away games. But, you know, you're in a situation, if you don't figure out 5-on-5 hockey, this thing is going to end quick.
And you were very concerned, like before we even got to game one, about this matchup, right?
Yeah, I under my breath said Avalanche in six when we were out there at the
the under.
Yeah,
you're saying it with full chest. Here.
I just said, hey, yeah, we were talking. I said Colorado in six. I mean, it just to me, this team is it's yeah, the injuries have been a huge part of what's going on here, but yeah, they have not figured out. They have not figured out how to play or finish games in the third, too, is another thing.
Will that be a wrap for coach if that's how it goes down?
Yes. Yeah.
And you think so?
I do think so. I think they have to do something, and it's unfortunate. They got a bad draw with Colorado, who might very well be the best team in the West right now. I think Vegas is also going to have a shot just because they're the opposite of what the Stars are, and that is so big and strong in the back line. Their defense is built for playoff hockey. Jim Neal has to kind of also go back to the drawing board about how he wants to build this team. And I mentioned this last year when they got eliminated. The Stars are always going to be out hit in every series they're in. They're built as a speedy, puck handling unit that really, if the forecheck's not going, they've got no physicality whatsoever. And they've got Leon Bischel, sure. I mean, he's a bigger defenseman, but if it wasn't for Chris Tanev last year, like Lindell, Haskinen, even Thomas Harley, a lot of these guys are more offensive defensemen than they are, I'm going to lay the body down on you.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to figure out a way to get a little bit bigger, add some size, add some more physicality, because kind of the smaller, quicker skaters that they've been putting on the ice, I mean, they traded Stankov, and Mikko Rantanen is a guy that does have size.
Okay.
Like this clearly isn't working out.
Why is their fourth line the one creating chances? Why are they the ones that the forecheck and pinning the abs and they're in?
Okay.
Is anybody else not seeing this?
So you look at the construction of the team then. Here is my question. You said Jim Nill goes back to the drawing board. Since Jim Nill has been here, he got Lindy Ruff, now Ken Hitchcock, Jim Montgomery, Rick Bowness, and Pete DeBoer. I realize that some of them left for other reasons, but that means he gets to pick his sixth coach. At what point are you like, hey, you get a lot of talented players, but it's not constructed to go all the way. Is that fair?
I mean, it could be fair. Maybe he hasn't done the best job finding coaches, but he has done such a great job assembling the talent. You know, we're here and we're frustrated because of the great work that he did raising expectations.
I agree with
so
that.
Much. And right now, I think the locker room, the city, maybe you're a victim of those expectations rising so much, and now you feel it slipping through your fingers. And I think the players are in a bad spot right now. I think morale is low. I think confidence is low. And then you add a couple of key injuries to it. It's just it's a recipe to get swept out and have, you know, a really come-to-Jesus type of offseason.
Yeah, well, let's be honest, too, kicking the damn puck into the goal, you know. I mean, it wasn't a kicking motion, but, you know, they had.
I agree.
That goal should have been waved
They had some bad breaks.
The flukiest damn thing I've ever seen.
It's crazy. But they still, you get to the point where they just cannot find ways to come back the way they need to. And like I say, the third has been really, really bad period for them. They just have not, the last 2 weeks, have not done very good job in handling those situations.
Zach, how you feeling about just game two tonight?
I mean, I'd love to just say that the Stars are going to get it done. Game twos have been good for them under Pete DeBoer. Last year, I guess, was the exception, the opening round against Vegas. But right now, Colorado looks quicker in all aspects. They're so good up the middle. I mean, they've got two of the top five players in the world with Nathan MacKinnon and Cale McCarr. Sure. This has to be like the most desperate version we've ever seen of the Stars tonight. They've got to play like this is game seven for them. They can't go back to Colorado down 0-2 or else this is probably going to be a sweep.
Eight straight losses?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think that room's feeling right now? You think
they're apparently very confident.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Apparently they're not shaking.
Yeah.
Beach looks good right now.
Good for them.
Must be stirred then.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. I would like to draw your attention to a double guest four. You got Eddie Olczyk previewing game two at 4 o'clock and the Chris Young Show at 4:20.
All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight,
you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.